Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible and read the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. Titus, chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient in their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, that answering, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us that give us faith in you, to trust you, to rely on you, and see your power in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for the discipline, for all answered prayers, for your promises, and for every trial that you help us to pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent, renounce our stubbornness, rebelliousness, greediness, love of money, laziness, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on the media and news, lack of prayer and lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these sins and we commit our lives unto your hand to live, to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to lead their families. We pray for good health, strength, a stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and things will go well with them. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and prayers and to reach other families around them. Lord, we pray that you help and aid all the single parents in the church and support them to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs, a source of living to sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, help us, our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, vows, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solutions in every difficult circumstance that they are in to continue to live in obedience to you and have faith in your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solutions to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back homes in our countries, relatives and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in contact with. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and to receive the word of God that we are giving to them and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Lord, thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. And we ask you to meet all the needs of the church in those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, reduce the cost of the rent, the fees of transport, water and electricity, telephones and internet, the petrol and gas cylinder, the tax, the penalties, and the cost of living in all those countries. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, add to us more workers. Lord, we pray for unity in the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church. Multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of healing, gifts of showing mercy, gift of faith, gifts of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, serving, and the rest of the gifts that we need to for the reaching the lost and for further extension of the church. Lord, lead us to help people who are in sin and bondages and are lacking for help from you to be delivered. Enable us, Lord, to clean those who are our leprous. Lord, lead us to those backsliders who are willing to repent and come to you, that we can help them to be restored and get recovered. Lord, help us to conserve the harvest, those who are weak in faith and those who are struggling with lots of troubles and trials, to strengthen their faith in order to bring them back to you. Let us pray now for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs and worship, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord, set them free from their bandages and save them. May your name be glorified and exalted in our gatherings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 20. Let's see verse 19. John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And the first day of the week, Jesus came and stood in the midst. We are in the first day of the week, and Jesus is standing in the midst of us. And he's saying unto us, peace be unto you. Whatever circumstances we are passing through, believe God is in full control of the situation. Let us worship him. Let us praise him. Let us thank him. Let us allow him to be the king, to rule, to lead. Give him the leadership. Give him the leading. And give him your voice and your devotion. Hallelujah.
Let all the world come and see how the mercy we receive from you can set them free. As we worship you, let all this joy that fills our hearts be hunger and hope to those who stray so far. As we bow in adoration and stand in reverent awe, show your majesty and glory, let anointing fall. As we declare your name, Lord Jesus, as the only name who saves, may the power of your salvation fill its heart, we pray. As we worship you, let all the nations hear our song, the song of Jesus and his blood that through his love for all. As we worship you, may all the lost and broken come, may they hear a still small voice call out their name, each one. As we bow in adoration and stand in reverence, show your majesty and glory, let your anointing fall. As we hear your name, Lord Jesus, as the only name who saves, may the power of your salvation in its heart we pray.
Yes, O God, as we worship you, O God, let our life and testimony and our service unto you, Lord, bring souls into your kingdom. Come and celebrate the gift of God for us, the gift of salvation, the eternal life. In Jesus' name, love your hand and shout unto him.
Come on and celebrate the gift of God. We celebrate the Son of God who loved us and gave us love. Shout your praise, O King. Give us joy that the angels can bring. Giving to you our offering and celebration praise. Come on and celebrate, celebrate, celebrate and sing. Celebrate and sing to the King. Son of God, who loves us and gave us love, we'll shout your praise, O King. You give us joy that the angels can bring. We bring to you our offering in celebration of praise. Come on and celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate and sing to the King. Come on and celebrate, celebrate, celebrate and sing. Celebrate and sing to the King.
Celebrate and sing. Hallelujah, Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
We magnify your God. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship the King who stands in the midst of us.
Above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men, you were here before the world began. Above all above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you. Lucifer laid behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall. above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure out your worth.
Each and every one of us. Thank you for bringing us near to you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let us confess our sins and purify ourselves before his presence so that we can see him standing clearly in the middle of us, in the middle of his church. He is the head of the church.
Your heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for. Heart that hides your word, so the tears will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one you rule and reign. A heart that speaks compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. Your heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. A pure heart, that's what I long. Heart after thee, a heart that hides your word, so that sin will not come in. A that's undivided, the one you rule and reign, a heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. That prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out the blessing, that there shall not enough, that there shall not be enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast for her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, we praise you and grateful for all the gifts of life that you've given to us, and as we give our tithes and offering and first fruit, progress us, Lord, to live accordingly unto your word, so that we accomplish your desire to your people. Lord, bless this money, O God, to use wisely by your church to help and spread the good news of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the teaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled Right Resources for Money, Hard Work, and Observing Rules. Right Resources for Money, Hard Work, and Observing Rules. Open your Bibles in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 17, King James Version. John chapter 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, we thank you for bringing us into this place of worship to listen to your word. Lord God, prepare our hearts to receive your word and open our mind by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as we listen, we may hear it with joy and obey your word, O Lord. Father God, we honor you and we adore you. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When our Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, he moved about working righteousness. He declared, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. God the Father works. Jesus God the Son works. And we today is filled with the Holy Spirit are required to work too. Thomas Edison once said, there is no substitute for hard work. If we do not toil, we do not eat. And this is what Paul wrote to the Thessalonians to teach them to work diligently. They were lazy people and they said that they were waiting for the Lord. And so they don't feel the need to work. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 6 to 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 6 to 10. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught. but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Paul even paid for his food for while he was in Thessalonica, because he wanted to teach them that he should not depend on easy money. God wants us to depend on ourselves and not on other people to feed us. We should not wait for easy money to fall into our lap. Money received this way will not produce wealth for us. Everything we receive from the devil will destroy us. When we work, we need to be honest and faithful. We should work gladly and do it unto the Lord and not for man. We should work hard because we fear man. We don't work hard to please man, but we do our best in our work because we fear God, who is watching us and who will reward us for our good work. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Even though we need to work as slaves in our job with low income, yet if we follow Christ in our work, then God will reward us. God will see the principles that we are working on, and he will reward us. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. We need to submit to the authority placed over us in our work's paths and be effective contributors, trusting God to deal with the wrongdoings towards us. The scriptures contain several warnings directed to those who abuse their workers and take advantage of them. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is the respect of persons with him. The good example of Jacob and how God rewarded him and delivered him from the hand of Laban, who abused him, is a good lesson to remember always. We need to trust that God is in full control. He can and will deal with those who abuse us and deprive us of our rights, as we can read what Apostle James wrote. James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-en. Your gold and silver is conquered, and the wrath of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. In Exodus chapter 16, God provided food for his people when they cried for want of food. God sent them manna, and he instructed them to gather a certain portion every day that he might test their obedience, whether they would abide by his law or not. Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. And they took their journey from Elim. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh paths, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them, whether they will walk in my law or not. God fulfilled his promise to them and supplied their needs. Exodus chapter 16, verses 5 to 15. Exodus chapter 16, verses 5 to 15. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day, they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel at even, Then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord had given you to eat. When the Israelites saw what God had rained to them, they questioned Moses about it, and they said, Exodus chapter 16, verse 15, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. Moses explained it to them that, Exodus 16, 15, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. That form of bread might not have matched the bread that they were baking and eating, but it was what God had chosen to give them to eat for survival. Their situation can be compared to the situation today. When we are in need of a job and income, we pray to God, and in answer to that, the Lord might open a door that might be contradictory to our expectation and beyond our comprehension and understanding, and we start to question and grumble. This is what the Israelites did when God sent them bread from heaven. Sometimes, when God provides a job and an income, He will instruct us and set rules for us to work in a particular way for us to depend on Him on a daily basis to survive and for His name to be glorified. Letter A, the amount of the work to be performed. Exodus chapter 16, verses 16 to 18. This is the thing which the Lord had commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. God had put a limit on the amount to be gathered. We should work to a certain limit so that our needs will be met in the kind of job that God has provided. Those who gather much out of greed will not be blessed by God to have more. And those who are satisfied and content with what God has given them will not have less and lack anything. Mm-hmm. All glory to Him who trains us and disciplines us. Mm-hmm. Letter B, to work regularly every day. Exodus chapter 16, verses 19 to 20. Exodus chapter 16, verses 19 to 20. And Moses said, let no man live of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. God wanted them to work every day. That is why they were not allowed to save for the next day. God was dealing with them so that there was no room for laziness. Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a greater waster. Faith in God is not only trusting God for provision, but also for being diligent and active in doing our part daily, and to be persistent in our effort. Letter C, laziness is judged. Exodus chapter 16, verse 21. Exodus chapter 16, verse 21. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. God was so particular with them that they need to wake up early to gather the manna at a particular time. If they had delayed, they would have missed their food. So they were trained and disciplined by God to value and appreciate the job that God had given them. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Letter D. Sabbath rules to be observed and honored. Exodus chapter 16, verses 22 to 26. Exodus chapter 16, verses 22 to 26. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord had said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seethe that ye will seethe, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. God gave them the kind of job that would sustain them physically, and they were expected to honor God by obeying his commands. They were given 1 day of rest, Exodus 16:23, the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Even to this day, God requires us to work and labor for 6 days and to rest 1 day in a week in obedience to his command. And as an expression of faith that he will provide for us and sustain us as we honor him and keep his word. Letter E, our Lord is a God of justice. Exodus chapter 16, verses 27 to 30. Exodus chapter 16, verses 27 to 30. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord had given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. Those who went out to gather out of their greed found none. God explained to them that they had already received their portion. Exodus chapter 16, verse 29. Exodus chapter 16, verse 29. See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Those who go and work in the rest day, they will get tired and they will not gain any profit. My dear and beloved, let us learn to work hard and abide with the rules that God had placed before us in the places that we are working and the jobs we are doing. Let us be honest and obedient to the principle that we need to work to satisfy our needs. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. God wants us to work so that we win the respect of others and be a good example for them to follow God and Jesus Christ as we endeavor to work. God does not want us to be an opportunist or merely a consumer, but a producer who is effective and productive. Titus chapter 3, verse 14. Titus chapter 3, verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. We need to use time, manpower, and the resources that we have to work it out. Let us start with whatever job is available: planting, tending sheep, selling, carrying things, and so on. As long as we follow the principles of God's word, He will replenish our source of wealth. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word and the teaching that I receive in this message. Lord, I thank you for the job that you provided for me, the place of work that you placed me in. And thank you for various examples from the scripture that taught me important principles that I need to follow in my work. Repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your laziness, grumbling, and complaining. Repent of taking advantage of others and your non-willingness to work to meet your needs. Repent of your greed and not being satisfied with what God gives to you. Repent of your lack of submission to the authorities over you in your working place. Repent of your lack of fear in God. Repent of your breaking the Sabbath rule and your working in your rest day. Repent of your non-willingness to suffer for Christ and to serve Him. Confess your non-willingness to go along the rules that God placed before you in your place of work. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sin. Lord, thank you for the job that you gave to me. Lord, I commit myself to go along your word and the teaching we receive in this message. Lord, I commit myself to work diligently as if working for you and not for men. Lord, I commit myself to be on time and follow the rules that you place in my working place. Lord, I commit myself to keep my Sabbath, to rest and to worship you and serve you. Lord, give me good health and strength so I can do my job well and set a good example to others to follow.
Your heart. That's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after thee, a pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after thee. A heart that has your word, so the sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, the one you rule and reign. A heart that feels compassion, that misses you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. A sweet aroma of worship that that rises to your throne.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and decided to obey your word and what we learn in this message. Lord, grant them favor in their working places from their superiors and promote them in their working places. Lord, prosper all the places my brethren are working, so they will too will prosper. Lord, watch over them and protect them from the evil ones, so they will continue to serve you and do your will. Lord, bless us as your church and help us to continue to teach your word and your will to your people. Lord, thank you for all the jobs and the places of working that you open to them. Lord, use their works as good testimonies to others to follow. Lord, we pray that their good work in those places will attract others to know you, that they will be able to see Jesus in their lives. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Celebrate and sing. Celebrate.